Section 3. Expanded Story. Li Ming is an old grandfather. He lives in China with his family. He is at home with his grandchildren. They are sitting down on the grass. The baby is on Li Ming's lap. All the children like to listen to their grandfather's stories. He is a very wise old man. The children are listening carefully. He is telling a story. The story is about a tough task.
Many years ago, there was a student. This student was in junior high school. He was not good at English. His grades were always bad, and his teacher was always angry with him. This made the student very unhappy. He wanted better grades, but he didn't know how to improve his English. He did not want his teacher to be angry with him. School was over for the day. The student was walking home. He did not want to stay and talk to his friends. He was not very happy. His English grade was bad again.
"Where are you going?"
asked an old man. The old man saw that the boy was not happy.
"I am going home,"
said the boy.
"Why are you sad, my boy?"
he asked.
"I am sad because my English is so bad."
The old man was interested in the student's problem. Maybe he could help. The old man asked the boy to tell him more about his problem.
"My teacher is always angry with me because my English grades are usually very bad,"
said the boy.
"I don't know how to improve my English."
"I can help you, my boy," said the old man.
The student listened to the old man.
"How can this old man help me with my English?"
he thought.
"What do I have to do?"
asked the boy.
"You have to bring me 3 hairs from a tiger."
The boy looked at the old man with big eyes. He couldn't believe what the old man said. 3 tiger hairs? Impossible.
"How can I do this? The tiger will kill me,"
said the boy.
"You have to find a way,"
said the old man. The boy thought about this as he walked away. Was the old man crazy?
Li Ming's story was very interesting for his grandchildren.
"What did he do, Grandpa?
Where did he find a tiger, Grandpa?
Did the tiger kill him, Grandpa? Did he kill the tiger, Grandpa?"
"All right, all right. I'm going to tell you."
The children asked so many questions. Li Ming was very happy. He continued to tell his grandchildren the story.
The boy knew the first thing he had to do was find a tiger. He got up early the next morning. It was a sunny day. The boy went up into the mountains. He came to a tiger's cave. He was very afraid. He looked inside and saw a tiger in the cave. The tiger was big and very hungry. It roared loudly, so the boy ran away. 3 hairs from a tiger? It was impossible. The boy wanted to improve his English, so he did not give up. He had a good idea. That afternoon, the boy came back with some food for the tiger. He put it outside the cave and walked away. The tiger roared and came out to eat the food. The boy saw the tiger eating the food. His idea was starting to work. The boy had a good sleep that night. The next day, the tiger was hungry and thirsty. So the boy gave it food to eat and water to drink. This time, the boy did not walk away. He watched the tiger eat the food and drink the water. The tiger was no longer angry, and the boy was no longer afraid. From that day on, the boy went to feed the tiger every day. He used his money to buy food in the market and got water from the river. The tiger ate the food and drank the water. It did not roar at the boy. It was not angry. The boy sat near the tiger and watched it eat and drink. 3 hairs from a tiger. Maybe. One day, the boy went to feed the tiger as usual. The tiger was not happy because it was hurt. Slowly, the boy went up to the tiger. The boy saw a thorn in its foot. Very, very carefully, he helped the tiger and pulled the thorn out. The tiger was happy. Its foot did not hurt anymore. The tiger did not roar at the boy. And now the tiger and the boy were friends. The next day, the boy went to feed the tiger again. This time, the tiger ate from the boy's hand. The tiger was a little like a very big cat, but it was also a dangerous wild animal, so the boy was still very careful. As the tiger was eating, the boy pulled 3 hairs from its back. The boy had finally reached his goal. The tiger was not angry. It did not mind at all. It had many more hairs left. The boy said,
"Thank you."
and he ran home. He was a very happy boy. He showed the three hairs to the old man.
What do I have to do with them now?
Asked the boy. He wanted to know how the three hairs could help him improve his English.
How did you get those tiger hairs?
Asked the old man.
I made friends with the tiger, little by little, step by step,
said the boy. The old man smiled.
That is how you must learn English, little by little, step by step.
The boy understood what the old man said. Now he knew how to improve his English. Three hairs from a tiger! It's possible! Improve your English! It's possible, too.
What a wonderful story! And an important lesson for Li Ming's grandchildren. They had more questions to ask.
Who was that little boy, Grandpa?
Did you know him, Grandpa?
Was he your friend, Grandpa?
Li Ming looked at his grandchildren. He was quiet for a minute, and then he said,
I am that little boy. After that, I was good at English, and I was a happy student.
Remember, everybody, anything is possible.